Thanks for joining us today on Soulful Conversations with Chas and Deb. One of my favorite parts of the day has always been conversations with my friend and spiritual teacher, Deb. In 10 years, we've never run out of things to talk about when it comes to matters of spirituality, recovery, the heart, soul, and ego. I always have the questions, and she always has the answers. Our topic today is being at home with being alone. So, talking about our loneliness today, right?
Yes, good morning, Chas. Yes. And there's a difference being alone and feeling lonely.
Yes.
And I think lonely is when we get into the story of, well, what is the story of loneliness? What does it say? No one cares about me.
Mm-hmm. Gonna be all alone
forever.
Yep, gotta throw that one in there. Forever.
Yes, but loneliness can make us sort of desperate, create sort of a desperate feeling that we want to get away from, so we may eat it. Right, we were talking about eating our feelings earlier.
I've been having my ice cream twice this week late at night.
Well, I didn't eat it late at night, but I had some ice cream too. So, of course. And being alone means that, you know, we may live by ourselves or we may spend a lot of time with ourselves. But when we have a good relationship with ourselves and we're not, we've just adjusted to being alone, right? Then it's okay.
Yeah. Yeah,
but ego will trick us into playing the lonely story. Ego will trick us into playing anything where there's lack. Ego and loves to play the story of lack.
That is what loneliness is. It is a lack.
Yes.
I guess it would be a lack of, what is it? A lack of love? Is that what we think we're missing?
Yes, a lack of love. A lack of love.
Which we need to give to ourselves.
Yes, self-love.
Yeah,
that's the medicine for loneliness. It's just self-love and you know, just finding things that we enjoy, hobbies, and also have connections with people too. We don't want to, you know, be an island. We want to have connections with people that feel right for us. Absolutely.
Yeah, I feel like I'm needing more of that right now. I know my loneliness keeps getting kicked up. But I also do spend a lot of time alone, and I am a lot more okay with being alone. But my loneliness pops up. But I see that I'm seeing my pap every week. Like, it's like I want that sense of family. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm wanting right now. That sense of family.
Yeah.
I think certain things just kick it up. There's a letting go that I think is trying to happen right now. Mm-hmm. Like, people that resemble people, like family members from my past leaving at work, like it feels very symbolic of letting go of parts of my life. Yeah, I don't know. It does create a lonely feeling. I was just gonna say when I'm used to those parts being in there, I always tell you they keep me company. Like, they keep me company in there.
Right.
So yeah. What were you gonna say?
No, I was just thinking back to a time in my life when I felt so incredibly painfully lonely. And it wasn't that there weren't people in my life. There were people all over in my life. My family was still here. You know, I was married to my ex-husband. And we were raising our kids. You know, I had a good job. I liked the people I worked with. Like, there was no good reason that I would feel so lonely. But in the mix of all that, I felt incredible, painful loneliness. And I can now look back and realize I didn't have a relationship with myself. I was dependent on all these external things, but even the external things didn't make the feeling go away.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just tried to fill my life with as many people as I could to cover up that feeling, but the feeling still would show up. Like it was, there was an almost like an ache inside of me. But now I realize that that ache wasn't to put more people in, because I already had a lot of people in my life. That ache was another part of me that I had yet to connect with, and that was my soul. I didn't know yet that my soul wanted something else other than what I was, doing. But at that time, I just wouldn't have known that. I wasn't in recovery yet. So, yeah, it's ta and even in recovery, it's taken a lot of years and still figuring out what is it that my soul really wants. Well, I know for sure it doesn't want to be around a lot of people like I used to. I don't. Yeah, I like quiet. I like peacefulness. I like deep conversations. I like talking with like-minded women. Yeah.
Yeah,
So,
that makes me feel connected too.
yeah. Yeah, exactly, right? So if that's true, then the loneliness is just a disconnection, right? And when
It's
we
gotta be.
plug in, we plug in to source, whatever source is, it can dissipate.
Yeah,
Would you agree?
I would. And, constantly trying to fill it with those external things, like ego's always gonna want more. So it kind of can just make the feeling feel worse. Because
Exactly.
it's never gonna fill it.
No, it's
I
like a drug.
remember, it's like a drug. Yeah. I remember when I came to that realization. It was kind of a painful one. When I, and you probably came to it too, when you had that moment and it's like, oh my gosh, like nothing outside of me is ever, 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 ever gonna fill me. Like, do you remember when you came to that realization? I remember when I did.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm sure I did at some point, but no, I
Yeah.
can't. Yeah, but
Because it's true. It's true.
Well, that could
Nothing.
feel painful at first,
Yeah.
right? Was
Yeah.
it?
If you're, yes. Yeah. It's, one of those realizations. It's, yeah. If you're somebody that likes those external things.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I've let go of a lot of them, but yeah, I still seek ice cream. Ice cream is soothing me at the moment, I guess. It's so funny because you and I literally just had this conversation like a week ago. And I was talking about how I used to get up in the middle of the night and just eat, like, and not even remember it the next day. Like, I, like, be like many, many years ago. Well, that makes me sound like really old, but like, a long time ago, I used to do that. I used to soothe myself with food. But, I was telling you, I haven't done that in so long. And then twice this week, I found myself downstairs in the freezer eating my son's ice cream.
You'll learn never to say never.
I know. Like, I haven't done that in so long. It's like, yep. So.
Know. I had backed away from ice cream too until Häagen-Dazs had to ha buy one get one free. Doggone
Yep.
it. Yep.
Food is an easy one to soothe with.
It really is.
I'm a snacker. I snack all day at work.
Yeah, I think I snack quite a bit myself, Jess. So, but
Yeah.
yeah,
There's worse things.
there is for sure. Sure, not going to beat myself up over it.
Nah.
No, no,
Yeah. I
but
know people can relate to loneliness. I know.
it's a very, very painful feeling. It's very
Yeah.
painful. It's almost unbearable painful sometimes. I haven't had that depth of that, but I have had it in the past. I've had it where it felt paralyzing almost. But yet at that time, those times, there were people in my life. There were a lot of people in my life. And now things have changed. I don't feel it. I mean, I still have moments of it, especially with my son moving. it really kicked up some stuff. But I'm just working my way through it and just trying to move towards acceptance, you know, and not make a story about, oh, now I am alone. I really have no family here. Like, I can hear my head play that story, and I know it's my ego. It's my ego trying to make me feel worse than I already do. So,
yeah,
I'm not listening to it. I'm okay.
And you mentioned a good point, too. Like, sometimes it can feel more lonely to be around people if there are people that don't see you. Like, that's a lonely feeling to not be seen.
Yes.
So you can be surrounded by a bunch of people and not, I mean, that was my childhood, I feel like.
Yeah, just, that was mine too. That was definitely my childhood. I was just feeling alone.
Yeah. So even if you have people around, if they don't really see you, if they don't really know who you are, well, that's still that disconnected feeling.
Yeah.
So I think for me, that's why like-minded women are so important, because there's a connection there. There's a connection to be able to see people and relate to them and understand them and have them do the same for me.
Yeah, for sure. Makes all the difference.
Yeah.
So just
a couple of people that can see you far outweighs, you know, tons of people that don't see you.
Mm-hmm. And if you think about it, at least for yourself, Chas, you like working alone.
I do.
You could choose a job where you worked with people, but you prefer to work alone. So there is some party that must be comfortable being alone too.
Yeah.
Right?
I do. I like a little conversation in the morning, a little at night, and in between, I do like being by myself. Yeah. You know, and some days, you know, I'll text. I still connect. But really, I like connecting to nature. That's my thing during the day. Is connecting to nature.
Well, it's a connection though, right?
And with people, you know, there was a time when they they irritated me with this job. I think COVID played a role in there too. I was afraid of being around people. But something's changed there. So I can connect with people too, you know.
Mm.
And they smile and say thank you, and yeah.
Yeah. You're delivering their packages. They're probably excited to get them.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Nature is a big one for me.
Mm-hmm.
When I can connect to that.
Right.
So, well, what's your word today?
My word for today is truth. I'm just going to pull on truth today. My head wants to go in directions that don't feel good, and I'm just going to keep bringing it back to truth. How about you?
I like truth. I was going to say strength, but I like truth too. Maybe I'll go with both. Truth and strength.
Okay.
I want to keep pulling more inner strength from myself.
Okay. Yeah, good. Yeah, we always want to do that. We always want to pull more out, because there's so much inside of us that we don't even know yet that we haven't tapped into. So, you know, we think we can't do something. Oh, yes, we can. We just have to pull deeper, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
Mm-hmm.
So, any last thoughts?
No, I think, I think we covered it.
Yeah, I think mm-hmm. so too. Well, thanks for being here this morning, and thanks for sharing all your wisdom with us.
We hope you've enjoyed this episode of Soulful Conversations with Chas and Deb. For anyone who's interested in exploring more wisdom, check out Deb's blog at debbiecruz.blogspot.com, and also one of her several recovery Facebook groups, Codependent No More, Support Group for Women, where you will find access to her other groups and also Zoom recovery meetings, where women get to connect directly and ask questions. Until next time.